Rising Appalachia, the title track from their 2015 album, Wider Circles. Rising Appalachia, twin sisters, Chloe and Leah, they have been performing and recording music together for 13 years now, but they did not intend to have a musical career, according to Leah. It just sort of happened.
we did not plan this, and I think that also gives it a lot of aliveness, for lack of a better word, that every show still feels like an invitation, you know, and a surprise in a way. It's not that it's a daily surprise, but we didn't ever sit down and craft a plan or a blueprint to become performers or stars or whatever the term would be, you know, musicians even, not by anything other than hobby. So it still feels like an honor and really like it's bigger than us. That's why we keep doing it, you know?
But it is so much more than the music now. You and Chloe are social justice warriors. Do I have that right?
Oh, I think warrior spirit is definitely needed at this time in our world. And I think that music has always been a tool of people's power. And it's always been a sort of megaphone and a storyteller and a rallying call all across the history of time. So I think that's very much something that we take on and are inspired to try and create music that does service to the stories of the community.
I am resilient, I trust the movement, I negate the chaos, uplift the negative, I'll show up at the table again and again and again, I'll close my mouth and learn to listen. Whoa, whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, whoa, oh. It's all we can do to stay uplifted. Pipelines through backyards, wolves howling out front. Yeah, I got my crew, but truth is what I want. Realigned and on point, power to the peaceful, prayers to the waters, women at the center, all vessels open to give and receive. Let's see the system brought down to its knees. Whoa, whoa. Make a mighty roar. trust the movement. I negate the chaos, uplift the negative. I'll show up at the table again and again and again. I'll close my mouth and learn to listen.
Rising Appalachia, their new song, Resilience. In their effort to participate in the communities where they perform, they have developed what they call the Slow Music Movement. Leah explains.
Our effort collectively to create space for performing and touring that holds a little bit more integrity to the places that we are playing in. So the music industry is generally very fast-paced and very glitz and glam. And we really have wanted to keep the roots intact and the integrity intact to that, the touring life. And that's it's a hard lifestyle. It's always on the move and, you know, often not in touch with seasons or in touch with celebrations or holidays or any of the like. But the Slow Music Movement for us brings a little bit more of that ritual back in. We try and incorporate a lot of local food in each show that we play in the green room, and we do a lot of work regionally so that we're in a place for long enough that we can understand a region's sense of season and sense of local food and local culture. And we tour in a lot of alternative ways when we can. We've toured by sailboat, we've toured by train. We did a walking tour at the beginning of this tour. We did 50-mile walking tour as part of a 250-mile ancestral walk that was going on, and we're hoping to tour by horseback. So it's just kind of a way for us to bring creative spirit back in to touring and not just do it the way that it's been done traditionally, but really try and think outside the box and be more creative in our own relationship to that amount of travel.
Well, let me ask you this. Which do you prefer, live performance or recording?
Yeah, well, I think that they both have their place. You know, it feels like two very different art forms, the realm of live performance music and the realm of recorded music. You know, even in the studio, something very different happens when we're recording than what happens when we're on a stage and we're kind of getting a live response from the audience and we're creating more of an arc to an evening. I think if it's a live performance, then everything in the room is affecting it. The temperature, the amount of people, anything that's happened in the public eye, you know, in the community where we're playing, it all kind of weighs into the performance, and it feels like a much more of an interactive communing, I think, with the arts. And we've been doing it for 13 years, so I think it's still every night is different, you know, and that's always been really interesting. I do a lot of the sort of introductions to songs and create the arc within the night, and I think musically we are all able to mostly connect. I mean, it is not all the time, but every now and then you feel like, oh, you look around and you say, oh, I haven't been able to catch them. You know, we haven't all caught the spirit of this show. But I would say most of the time, I think we enjoy it still. And that's really apparent in a good live show. And even when everything goes wrong and we don't enjoy it that much, even that's apparent. And you know that you're getting a very human experience. There's nothing really staged about it.
So we're going to give you kind of a showcase of its most traditional, kind of old and bluegrass style, and then what happens when we get to it, which we call sexy Cripple Creek. But David Brown's going to showcase our extra twangy version real quick. Y'all ready for it? Here we go. Going up to Cripple Creek, going on a run, going up to Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going up to Cripple Creek, going on a whirl, going up to Cripple Creek, see my girl. we call Sexy Cripple Creek.
Talking with Leah Song from Rising Appalachia. Which do you prefer, songwriting or song catching?
I think if I were to be really honest, I prefer song catching. I love so much the process of finding old music and bringing it back to the table. It's a really exciting and inspiring kind of way to study history in a different lens. And I'm always really very obvious to me that there are many, 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 many more songs already written out there than nobody's inventing the wheel. You know, we're all just recycling little pieces of each one. So I do really love the sort of excavating work of song catching. That being said, I think that our band now collectively, we're doing a little more writing than anything else, just because I think it, the times really call for contemporary folk stories. I mean, I think we need to be expressing all of the things that are going on right now in a musical way, and getting the angst and the sorrow and the joy and the celebration put into music. So we are doing a little bit more writing now than we used to, but I love the act of catching the old music.